Good day, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. I've often spoke about mulch, and I'm going to do it again, so here goes. Now, we all know that mulch can be a positive addition to any garden. It helps preserve moisture, it protects roots, tree roots, plant roots, and can help keep weeds from emerging by depriving them of sunlight. Now, that's the theory anyway. Now, adding mulch isn't as easy as randomly throwing some handfuls of it at your plants. Knowing when to mulch and when not to mulch can help you get most out of this garden material. Generally, the best time to mulch is in spring, after light rainfall. Mulching in spring helps flower beds look vibrant and deters weed growth. However, don't mulch too early in spring, or the mulch will slow down the ground warming up, and it'll slow down all the stuff that should be growing at that time. Wait to mulch until your spring bulbs have all come up, and if you have trees that drop a lot of litter in spring, such as maples that drop their buds or the helicopter seeds type thing, then you might wait and mulch after this happens so the litter doesn't fall on your nice fresh mulch. Since one function of mulch is to preserve moisture, it's best to do so just after light rainfall, as long as the ground's not completely waterlogged. And spraying the surface of the mulch lightly with water after you spread it does help to set it and help it stay in place. Now, some gardeners like to freshen up their mulch in summer for various reasons. There might be more weed growth than expected due to heavy rain, or some mulches might fade, and by adding a new layer it can refresh the color. And also in times of drought, a bit of extra mulch can help retain more moisture after watering. Now, I tend to plant a bunch of seeds in the spring, and I really do like to wait until they're up and I know where everything is when I thin them out before I mulch. So it depends on your gardening methods. Now, mulching in fall is often a good part of garden routine, and as the season winds down in many growing zones, mulch can provide protection from winter cold and dryness. For some shrubs, such as roses, hydrangeas, a lightweight natural mulch, such as pine straw, can be a better choice than using the heavier mulches, such as wood chips. And it's less likely to freeze in case of excessive moisture. And you know, sometimes we get those heavy fall rains just before freeze-up. You can also use fallen leaves for an effective winter mulch. Decaying leaves will also add nutrients to your soil, provide a place for the early spring insects, including many of our beneficial pollinators, to lay their eggs. Now, even straw that you find around in the fall is a very good mulch for this time of year. Now, winter is a bit late for mulching in most areas, but if it looks like your shrubs could use some extra protection when it's really cold, and you know, some of those days and times when you get very, very cold weather, but there's not enough snow around to cover things yet, great time for some extra mulch. It can help protect the root systems of your shrubs and stop a lot of dieback. It can also help protect your spring bulbs from squirrels, who might, I thought was funny, dig them up. Of course they're going to dig them up. That's another topic, though. So the best months to mulch, mid to late April, after your spring bulbs have started to push up through the ground, but before the spring weeds have gotten too active. And it's best not to mulch just before a heavy rainstorm. Okay, so your guess is as good as mine when that is. Also, hold off mulching until after the spring tree litter, such as maple buds, falls and keep your mulch beds looking neater. And it's good to mulch before the first hard frost to protect the roots of your shrubs and perennials. And in most colder zones, that probably means before mid-November. But it's also good to mulch things after you've had a heavy frost and when the ground starts to freeze. Anyway, Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Have a great and spoken day.